The 2025 Clarendon Hills team, Brody, Jack, Matthew, Christian, Connor, Sean, Jack, Liam, Luca, Hudson, and Luke, and Henry are taking it to the World Series. Did I miss anyone there, Coach?
No, I think you got them all.
Good. Welcome to the show. This is the manager for the Clarendon Hills Little League team. It's Brian Harold. Was there any point in the season that you thought, oh my gosh, we might have what it takes?
You know, these boys have been playing together in all-star tournaments since the age of eight, and they've performed very well, won tournaments. So we knew they were good players. We knew they had a chance to compete and go far in the districts and state tournaments. And I think it was a blessing to reach the regionals this year at the age of 12. And, you know, to be at the Little League World Series at this point is just an amazing feat.
Yeah. And so is the age 10 to 12, is that the age group?
It's all 12-year-olds.
Oh, all 12.
Oh. All 12s, yes. This is the all 12s, and we're going to be in the Little League World Series competing against 10 other regions across the country and 10 regions across the world. So there'll be a 20-team tournament over the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
And your first game is a double elimination competition for August 13th?
Yes, first game August 13th, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We face the winner of the Mountain Region, which I think the game is being played right now as we speak, Nevada versus Utah. So we're anxious to see who we're going to face.
I know your son Brody is a shortstop when he's not pitching, and I love the quote that he gave to the media. We're not just going to Williamsport just to be there. I want to win all the games we can. I knew since June 1st, our first practice, that we could get here.
Pretty simple, but, you know, I agree with them. And, you know, again, we're thrilled to be here. You know, we come from a small community, 9,000 residents. You know, we're committed to Little League. We think it's a fabulous organization. And to find 12 terrific ball players that have accomplished this to reach, you know, Williamsport is amazing. But I agree with Brody. Now it's now we need to, you know, buckle down and try to go win this tournament.
Annie Mazur is the sports anchor filling in this afternoon, soon to be the sports director of WGN Radio. Andy, you're going to be covering this next week, right?
Yes, I will. I'll circling August 13th on the calendar here to make sure we talk about Clarendon Hills, of course. But, you know, my question is, you know, I played Little League Baseball. My dad coached it. And, you know, you get to this point, and congratulations on getting this far. How do you manage just the expectations of 12-year-olds? Because it's a great thrill to be there, you know, and if you don't win it all, I mean, how are you prepared to manage all of that?
You know, at this point, they've been practicing together the past 2 months. That they've done two-a-days since the beginning of June. They've committed to themselves, to the team, and their teammates. I like to tell people at this point, Andy, I just stay out of their way. You know, there's, I don't have to make, me or the other coaches don't have to make a Newt Rockne speech before a game. They kind of roll their eyes when you try to say something dramatic and significant. They're prepared. They've practiced a ton, and, you know, when they get on the field, they do amazing things, and I'm super proud of them. And I know they'll do great at this Little League World Series.
Coach, I got to tell you, the one thing that breaks my heart every year with the Little League World Series, because we watch in this house, we watch every game we can, is the pressure that they feel, and then the pressure of being on TV, and then the media picking up on it, and pretty soon things are going viral, and if one kid cries, it's everywhere. How do you manage that?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a bigger stage to be on, you know, a major sports network is pretty big for these kids, and they realize it. They had the benefit of playing in Whitestown, Indiana, in the Great Lakes region, and they handled it really well. You know, they kind of keep their minds between the lines, and they're able to focus. And I don't think it's going to be any different here in Williamsport. It's a Little League World Series. The moment they put their, you know, the moment they put their feet on the grass of the field, it's going to be muscle memory, and I expect they're going to have a great tournament.
Good. Well, hopefully they stay off their phones and they don't get caught up in what gets posted or what goes viral, because they shouldn't have to deal with that. And they are strong because they dealt with a loss this week, right? And then came back to win, and now they're headed to the Little League World Series?
Yes, they did. And it's you know, I kind of look at the boys as you know, they always have this redemption story. And we lost to Ohio in the regional. Most of the, you know, I'll take the blame for the loss. The Little League is about managing pitch counts and arms and when boys are available. And I really didn't see a benefit of, you know, throwing our best pitchers and, you know, and eliminating them from being able to pitch in the remainder of the tournament. So somewhat strategic. I knew there was another path to get to the championship, and we were fortunate enough to get there. And you know, the boys were ready. They knew that that first loss to Ohio stung, and that they were better than what they showed out there. And you know, I wasn't surprised that they were able to come out really strong early in that game and get a lead and play terrific defense and pitching to get the victory.
And Brian, how far did you go with your baseball career?
You know, I was fortunate enough to play high school baseball. I also played basketball in high school, and I tried to go as far as I could. I played a couple of years in college in both sports before I realized it just wasn't as good as I thought I was. you know, I love sports. I think it's really great to set goals and to work on your craft. And it's something that, you know, I played Little League baseball, and I'm really fortunate to coach these boys. And they've had way more success than I ever did at their age. And, you know, whether it's baseball or life, they're going to grow up to be terrific adults.
That's wonderful. We are cheering on Brody, Jack, Matthew, Christian, Connor, Sean, Jack, Liam, Luca, Hudson, Luke, and Henry, and you, Coach. Thank you for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best, and we'll be cheering you on next week.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for the time today.
That's Brian Harrell, the Clarendon Hills manager. Clarendon Hills Little League is going to the Little League World Series.